Really, nothing too much. I mean, it doesn't affect my preparation. I've been working all year as if I was going to actually play. So, again, I've said before in this environment that I go in every single week on Sundays about 30 minutes before game time, think I'm going to be the guy. So it doesn't really affect me at all. I'm just looking forward to helping Eli, last game of the year, and help him enjoy some success with our teammates.
How about you? Be in uniform for the game, which is...
I am excited about that. It's never easy to work so hard and then, at the last second say you're not going to get a jersey this week. So that's been kind of up and down. But, again, I don't let it affect me. I've tried to be a good teammate. And, I'm excited about that.
Does the role change much?
Clear all year about your role, where you're at, what your preparation is. Has there been any game day that you've gone in not knowing that you weren't getting a jersey?
Rephrase that again.
Just, you've been pretty... open and honest about what they've said about your plan.
Yes.
Has there been any game before this week that you had gone in thinking, maybe the jersey would be hanging there? Or did you know your status?
Yeah, those are previous weeks. I don't know. It's been a few weeks since then. So, I just don't know. But right now, I'm excited about another opportunity. But, again, it doesn't affect my preparation. I'm going to be up here late and help out Eli and the receivers and tight ends and running backs and help us win a game. For our home fans on Sunday.
Does your role change, though, when you're the number two? Are you more involved with the calls or anything like that?
No, I'm still behind Eli. I'm doing some air throws and kind of getting mental reps, and I'm just trying to be a good teammate. That's the only thing I'm worried about and working hard, and, again, it doesn't affect anything I'm doing.
How ready are you if you are forced to go into the game at some point?
I'm not sure. I haven't ever played in an NFL game before, but I have worked. I'm not prepared very hard. I've taken pretty good notes from Eli and his routine and Geno's, and talking to Coach Cignetti, Coach McAdoo, Coach Sullivan, guys, they've been around good quarterbacks before, so I've taken a little bit from all of them and kind of utilized it to my routine. So I think I'm doing just about everything I can do to be ready, but again, you never know until you play.
Would you think, there's a school of thought where a couple of series or a couple of snaps, what's the big deal? It doesn't matter. Do you look at it that way, or would you say 1 or 2, 3, 7, 12 snaps, they all matter, if I would get in?
I look at it whenever I have to go in, I better be ready. So, and I think I'm prepared to be ready. But again, I don't think of it that way at all. It's out of my control. Since the moment I got here, we had a plan going in, and I've kind of just followed that plan and worked really hard at it and hasn't asked any questions, haven't complained about it, just worked hard. And I think that's a big credit to Eli and Gina for helping me, and Coach Cignetti, Coach McAdoo, Coach Sullivan, for keeping me going, because I haven't got a ton of reps throughout the year, but they're peppering me questions in meetings, and I always have to be in my A game.
What's the biggest change for you already this week and how the rest of the practice week will go?
Nothing much, just a little bit more reps today. That's about it. My preparation doesn't change. I'm still going to be up here late helping Eli and helping the receivers be successful on Sunday and just be a good teammate and work hard. Nothing affects it.
I'm sorry, when they have your ledger, media guide or anything like that, they're going to list your 2017 season. And, if it says all zeros, so as opposed to say one game and, a couple of snaps, would that mean something to you? To have a few snaps as opposed to none?
No, because that school of thought's out of my control. The only thing I control about is if I go in there, I want to be ready. I want to be prepared to help my team have a chance to win. That's the only thing I think about. I don't think of that along those lines. It is, some people do think that way, and nothing wrong with that. It's just not how I'm wired.
Will it be disappointing if you don't get a chance to play?
No, because, the New York Giants and everybody in the organization is pretty, pretty blatantly obvious honest with me about what my preparation, what my goals, what my season was going to look like. And I said, okay, let's do it. And I'm going to work really hard, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to try to get better and be the best quarterback I can be, because that's all I can control. So I think I've done that thus far, and I'm excited about where I am today.
But initially, that plan was for you not to play at all. So, things did change. There was obviously a point.
Yeah, again, that's out of my control. I haven't haven't wavered. I just keep coming up here, working hard, trying to help Eli and Gio succeed. That's never going to change. And, I'm excited to see some new receivers come up and play hard. And, we got a good plan for this Sunday, and I look forward to Eli spending it.
You've had the same pregame routine pretty much early with the practice squad guys. Does that have to change?
I'm not sure. Coach Cignetti and I have not talked about that. But again, it's too early in the week to talk about that. We'll probably talk about it Friday or Saturday.
It could be ironic. You could be active. You'll be active for the first game. You might have to do less work before the game.
I don't know. We get after it pretty hard before games. It's a pretty vigorous workout. So I don't know. Coach Cignetti and I will talk about that.
When and how did you find out you'd be activated?
I found out yesterday from Coach Cignetti, and then Coach Sullivan, Coach Spagnuolo, and I talked about it today. So we had a good conversation, and That's about it. Those conversations are private.
Thank you.
Pat just told me that. So I'm excited. I'm about to text him. I'm fired up for him because if Pat didn't tell me, I would have no idea. So I'm excited for him. Hope he gets a W for Kansas City this weekend.
Was it hard for you to stay patient and keep to the plan this year, being a competitor and all?
I mean, it's never not easy. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it's not easy just being like, because I'm such a competitive human being. So I find little ways in practice or even on pro days, when you ask some of the guys, I take it pretty seriously. And so I try to find little things like that. But at the same time, it doesn't affect me because it's out of my control. I just try to work hard.
You mentioned that you try and stay ready. I mean, if you do have to go in, do you feel ready to step in?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've never played an NFL game. But
mentally speaking, knowing your assignments and all that stuff?
I just don't know. I haven't been asked to do that. But at the same time, I feel like I've done a good job preparing and following, you know, the footsteps of guys, veterans around here on defense or offense, and kind of see their study habits and the way they get ready for games. So, I mean, I think I've done everything I could do thus far to be ready. But at the same time, we'll never know until it actually happens.
You know, when you were drafted here, obviously, they talked about how you could be a future starter here. Obviously, the future was a bit unknown, but they never imagined they'd be in a position to be near the top of the next draft. Have you avoided all the speculation and thinking about the fact that maybe they might think about taking a quarterback again next year?
Yeah, because it's out of my control. So I don't have too much to worry about. I've done everything the Giants organization asked me to do. I'm going to continue to do more as much as I can to help our teammates enjoy success and help us win games on Sunday. That's the only thing on my mind.
Do you believe or hope that you've shown them enough to convince them you're the guy?
That's a question you got to ask someone higher up. You know, I can't answer that. But I do feel like I've done everything I could possibly do to be a good teammate and, you know, continue to grow as a quarterback in this league.
I assume you think after experiencing, I know you haven't experienced a game yet, but you experienced practice and all that, you believe you can be a starter in this league? And
again, you never know until you actually play a game. So the only thing on my mind is helping Eli succeed on Sunday and enjoy success with all of us.